And a good Wednesday evening to you, and it is time for another installment of Smashville Live. Yeah, let them hear you in Radio Land. It's a rowdy crowd, I can tell. You guys have been here for a while, yeah. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, we're here at Brew House 100 here in Bellevue. This is a great spot, Skillsy.
Not bad, not but one of my favorite spots. I think they took away the Golden Tee, though.
Oh, really?
Were
you the master at Golden
Tee?
Tough
one. Yeah, well, it's one of my pastimes.
Yeah?
You know, you can have a beer and play golf. What else is there in life, really?
Did you put your name? Did you always look for your name at the top?
HPG.
There you go. We're going to have a fun time. So would you put your hands together, get a little bit rowdy. Let's start right to left. Let's go. Ellie Tolvanen is in the house. And goaltender Kevin Lankinen. Guys, how you doing?
Pretty good. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is exciting.
I like it. I like his enthusiasm already, just in. And you didn't have to come that far, right? Ellie, you said, I thought you guys maybe lived downtown. There's no easy way to navigate around Nashville anymore, but you're not that far away.
No, it was an easy 30-minute drive, but, we like some neighbors, and he lives a couple floors off from me, so it was actually easy to hop in with him.
And rode together? Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Carpools, all year.
So, Kevin, what has it been like, your experience so far here in Nashville?
It's been great. Yeah, moving down from Chicago, I've heard good things about the Southern hospitality and stuff, but it's actually true. Like, people are super nice here. The lifestyle is laid back, and I mean, the team is great. I love the guys, so what could be better?
Yeah, when they went out and sought after you, how much did you look at Pex and Juice and talk to them about coming here?
I actually had quite a few conversations with both Pex and Juice. I know Juice from before, and obviously I'm watching Pex all these years, and he's a legend not only in Nashville but in Finland and in the hockey world in general. So I was able to have a good chat with him too, and kind of talk through about the team and the coaching staff and the lifestyle over here. And then talking with Juice, he was really he really wanted me to be his tandem this year, because we get along well. We're both hardworking guys, and felt like it was a good opportunity to. Not for him, but me too, to grow and get better and work as a team. So, I mean, I was excited and happy I landed here.
I know Juice and Pex had a great relationship where they're bouncing things off each other. You guys seem to have that same relationship with Juice?
100%. Yeah. Like I said, we're pretty similar in the way we approach our daily stuff. Like, we come in early, like to work hard and do the best in practice, because I feel like that generates to the game. Be good in practice, you'll be even better in games. So I think that pushes us both to be better.
Yeah. So it sounds like they kind of gave you the sales pitch to come here, right?
No, totally.
Come on down. Let's have fun.
It was good. Use the sorrow as the salesman,
You know, it's interesting because everybody thinks we've been spoiled here with that goalie relationship, starter, backup. And it's like, oh, that's just how it works. But you guys have been this, like, that's not exactly how it works.
It's not that way anymore, right? I mean, you need two good goalies.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no more one or two. It's
well, that and the dynamic of, you know how this is. If you are the starter, I got air quotes, right? You've been deemed like the starter. This guy, sometimes guys view that in any sport.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not here to help you, man. You're trying to take my job. But we see that in football all the time with quarterbacks, right? The starting quarterback, they draft a quarterback, and he's like, kid, you're on your own, man. You figure it out, man. You're here to take my job. But obviously that's not the case.
No, I mean, I still think it's a team sport. Obviously goalies are a little bit more individual, but at the same time, I feel like he's the only one who actually understands the game the same way you do.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to talk goalie stuff with, no offense, but forwards or stuff, because they kind of do the opposite job. So, no, it's great to have somebody you can share thoughts with and learn and share different experiences. So it's been fun.
When you guys are in the locker room, you speak in Finnish? Are you yelling across the locer room in Finnish?
Yeah, quite a
bit. Mitto, yeah. You're yelling at each other.
Yeah. Quite a lot, actually. It's actually nice in the practice ring. Me, Juice, and Lanky, we sit next to each other, so it's... it's a little easier, but in game ring it's a little tougher, but we make sure that there's some finish talk every now and then.
Yeah, but guys get tired of it too sometimes. Enough is enough, and then turn it back to English. So no, making sure everybody is involved too. But it's nice to have a little bit of Finnish connection.
I used to try to learn as much of every language. I tried to learn Russians because I know the Russians were talking about me. I knew they were saying something. I just didn't know what it was. So I had to try to learn. I learned a little bit of Finnish though, being over in Rama. Playing in the lockout.
I remember watching you over there.
yeah, that was fun. We had a good time. That was Finland's a great country. I mean, right? I mean, simple life, right?
Oh yeah.
I feel like Nashville's kind of got a simple life the way that the Finns do. It slows down. It's a little easier. Is that right?
No wonder if all the Finns like it here.
Yeah. So
they always bring more and more. Now we got Pars coming in too, and he played great, and hopefully he stays around for a little bit. And it's a good place to be.
Yeah, tell us about Parson. And like, what are your thoughts? I mean, kid just comes up. He's playing well, but tell us about him as a person.
You know what? He's a great kid. He's
seems quiet.
He is quiet. You know, I feel like that's every Finn that comes here. The first couple of months, you're really quiet. You do your own job, and you didn't bother anyone. Even if something is wrong, you just try to be quiet and do your own job. And I feel like that's what he's done. But you know, we all saw in the first game that kid can play. And the first goal, he was, you know, it's a really nice move and a really nice goal. And I think he's gonna have a really nice career. And you know, he's just a great guy. He works hard, and he's really big on his age, and he's really strong.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, he's doing really well, and I think he played really well on those first two games, too.
We want to hear you, so can you pull your mic a little bit closer, Ellie? There you go.
Here we go. Perfect.
Speaking of Finns being quiet.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, we want to be able to hear you. First shot in the league is a goal? Really? Is that even fair? I mean, it's great, yeah, right?
Exactly.
But, like, wow. Welcome to the league.
Easy game.
Yeah, this stuff is no problem.
When a kid comes in like that, especially a Finn, is it – just given that you got to help him out, or do you kind of let him be and let him do his own thing?
You know what? When I first got called up from the KHL, I showed up, and I was the first practice. It was actually Pex texted me that he's going to pick me up at, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And he shows up with his two-seater Mercedes there. And the only thing I know that it's Pex, and, you know, it's one of the best things ever happened to me.
Pretty cool.
You know, like, you jump on his car, and he's telling all the stories right away, and you know, like when he got here, I felt like it's been every time there's a new young Finnish guy, we try to help him out as much as we can, and I think we've done a pretty good job with that, and you know, just try to make sure that he feels comfortable here, and you know, because when you feel comfortable, you're gonna play way better.
Can Pex fit in a two-seater Mercedes?
You know,
he's tall.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Those cars. I mean,
okay.
Pex has some nice whips. He's got nice cars.
He does. And as we learned, skills, he's got nice legs, too. We learned that
nice
over
legs,
the years, right?
Yes, yeah.
When
yeah.
That turned into a shirt at a post-game show after Preds games. That was a lot of fun. So they just recently played in Finland, right?
Colorado and Columbus
played in your guys' backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Must have been a cool experience. You guys got to experience it out on the road. You got to see the way Roman and Nino were treated in Switzerland. Have you thought about what that would be like for you guys if you were playing a game in Finland?
Oh, totally. I have a few friends who actually played in that game, and I was talking to them about their experience, and they said it was unbelievable. Like, playing an NHL game in your home country, that doesn't happen ever, basically. And being able to invite, like, not just your family, but all the friends and relatives and everybody who's always watching you from TV and staying up late at night, you know, 3 a.m. trying to watch these games. So, no, it was great. It was great. But even for us, just going to Europe and, you know, you had probably like 5 or 10 people, me too, coming over to Prague and watch these games. It's huge. Like, people don't realize how big NHL is in Europe, actually. It's just the time change that makes it hard sometimes.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of respect for all the fans staying up all night.
Yeah, a little easier to watch the highlights the next day, right?
Totally.
Paint the picture for everybody out there listening, everybody in here. The atmosphere, we talked about it in our previous player shows. The atmosphere in Bern was unlike anything we've ever heard. You guys got to see it. in Finland, was that the same way, or is that just like a special situation? I mean, it was like a soccer crowd. There's like flags being waved. They're chanting. Is that the way it is in Europe? If you went to Finland, is that how they are at games? Or paint the picture for us. What's it like at games where you guys are from?
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar. Like when I played in KHL in Helsinki, it was pretty much similar. Like fans are jumping and they're singing the whole game. But I feel like the Bern experience was something.
Well, it was
hardcore. Like you don't see that very often. That the whole one side of the rink is full of fans drumming and singing the whole 60 minutes. So I feel like that was, I never played a game like that or see the fans like that. So it was really cool experience and actually see them yelling Jose's name and Nino's name. So I can only imagine what they felt because
yeah,
it was a really nice experience for us.
Pretty easy to get up for a game like that, right?
Oh, for sure.
With an atmosphere like that.
It doesn't matter if it's Tuesday or Saturday.
That's right. Preseason or regular season, exactly. It didn't matter, right?
Preseason exactly. Game felt like, game seven.
Yeah. How nice was it for you, Kevin, to go over there and get to know the guys? You know, a trip like that, you really get to bond with the guys. So you new to the team, it must have been nice to get that time away with the guys.
Yeah, I mean, I was really lucky because coming into a new team, it always takes some time before you kind of find your own space and find your own role in the locker room. But being on the road for the first 2 weeks, basically, of the season, that makes a huge difference. You get to know everybody, not just on the rink, but off the ice as well. You're doing dinners, you're having all kinds of events and family stuff going on. So that kind of shows the human side of everybody a little bit more, and it's easier to get to know. So I was really lucky, actually, and I was excited when I signed here and I saw that we're going over to Europe. Yeah. I was really looking forward to it.
So you didn't know that going into this, the decision-making? That didn't factor in with you?
No. The schedule wasn't the first thing I was looking at.
Okay.
No, but that was a nice addition for
sure. It's not like me. I'm looking at the good road trips and like where I want to go with team. Yeah, no, he's thinking about stopping pucks.
You can tell the difference between player's mentality and no longer a player and media guy, right? Yeah. We're looking for the trips.
Give me the road trips.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? Was it hard to acclimate coming back? Because, I mean, everybody knew, look, travel's real, right? No matter how you travel and time change and all that. Going through it, coming back home, how hard was it to kind of get your body right and back into time here? Was it difficult?
Yeah, but I felt like for the Euros, we do it so much.
Okay.
Because after every season and coming back for the training camp, we kind of like know what it's going to be. So I feel like for myself, it was way easier than the other guys because they never experienced it or once or twice. But I felt like for myself, it was like, exactly what you have to do. Just stay up as long as you can and, get right in rhythm and try to exit the next day. But I feel like for some of the guys, I heard it was tough couple days for sleeping wise.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a few tricks that you learn over the years, like when to lay down and when to trying to stay up, and with meal timing and stuff, you can kind of try to acclimate your body faster to the time zones wherever you at. So that's something that you learn over time. But I definitely know some guys struggle really bad. So I probably next time we'll go over, it's going to be easier.
All right, let's step away. We'll come back. We'll talk about the way these guys are playing right now. Two wins in a row here at home.
On a roll.
Got a nice little homestand the rest of the month. Just one more road game for the rest of November. We'll come in and come back with a lot more here on Smashville Live. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, and Kevin Lankinen here at Brewhouse 100 here in Bellevue. We'll come back with more here on 102.5 and 106.3. We're back here on Smashville Live here on this Wednesday night in Bellevue. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy, Ellie Tolvanen, and Kevin Lankinen. And a cast of thousands here at Brewhouse 100. They're rowdy. I think this is a nice setup in here. This is a good crowd. Of course, everybody's excited. You guys come back from the road trip, a couple games at home, some tight games, big division win last night over Minnesota. I always, Hal and I have talked about this, and just talking with head coaches over the years, the game they fear the most, and Hal experienced it as a player, and now on this side, they cannot stand. Coaches get so nervous of that first home game back, because I used to always have the mentality, oh, when they get back, this is great. Everybody's excited. The home game, and coaches are like, whoa, this game makes me nervous. Well, you guys had to play a tough one Saturday against the Rangers. And you came away with the win. Did you guys actively talk about that?
No, it's weird, like how it usually goes like that. You're on the road for such a long time, and then you get home, and you kind of, I don't know.
Deep breath,
and you're kind of seeing the family again and stuff, and yeah. Then you all of a sudden you got to recharge and refuel for this home game, and it's obviously it's great to be home, but somehow it's always weird and tough. You probably know better than anybody else, huh?
No, I know. It's usually that last game of the road trip is like where you just want to get home. That was a long trip. I want to talk about that, but then that first one home, you take a deep breath. I think that's what happens after that Europe trip. You go to Prague, you get back, you had 4 or 5 days off, and you just you relax. And the second you relax, that's when you get in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But going back to that road trip, you know, there's you guys had spots where you just had a bad period and you lost a game because of it. But I don't think you played that bad. But there was a sense of, I know the fan base and around the rink, I feel like there was a little bit of nervousness. Did you guys sense that? I mean, it feels better now. You come, you get two wins, you feel better about yourselves. But I feel like was there any nervousness in the locker room? Like, hey, what's going on with our team? We're not playing the right way. You still got 4 points. It's not the end of the world. But did you guys sense the nervousness, or just our crazy fans here in Nashville?
I don't know. I mean, I think we had a really good start in the Edmonton game, and then, you know, they scored 3-4 goals in ten minutes.
McDavid and Draisaitl happens?
Exactly, yeah. I feel like when that happens, every time you kind of, like, start thinking about, like, what's going on, and, like, why don't we just keep playing the right way, like how we started the game. But, you know, of course, it's like, you start the road trip, you always want to start with a win, and you want to start with a high note, and I feel like when that happens, you kind of like start thinking about like what's going on with the team and why is this happening. But I feel like we did actually a pretty good job after that. Like, you know, everybody recuperated after that, and we went to Calgary and had a really good game there.
Yeah, so I think great
that, game that helped it a lot, because, you know, like if you go 0-2, start the road trip, it's not going to be easy the rest of the way. But I felt like everybody responded really well on going to Calgary, and you know, like that was a really good win.
Do you guys like the road? Do you enjoy the road? Do you like being?
I like being on the road.
Restaurants and
yeah, I actually.
What's your go-to? You get like a, you know, I like to do it all. I want to go find a coffee shop. I want to find a good restaurant. Find a good bar. I want to take in the whole city. Or do you like to just sit in the room and hang out?
No, I'm the guy who leaves the room right away. And
Tully's always shopping around. He's finding new clothes and stuff.
So. Oh, you're a shopper. Oh,
yeah, it's me and Drew.
Okay,
that happened last year. You know.
Well, what's the city that you like the most for that?
Cities.
Every city. Okay,
you can find something. I mean, I love Vancouver, New York.
Yeah,
all that. But you know, it started from after the COVID year when you couldn't go out, and then last year. Every chance we got, it was the first thing we did. We got in a hotel, and it was right away. Try to get out of there. But, you know, it's normal. Just go grab a dinner and see what else is there.
Well, what are you looking for? You're going shopping. But are you a shoe guy or a
suits? What are you looking for?
Whatever.
Anything?
Whatever I can find.
Whatever you can find.
Just pack light and, you know.
Hoodies?
Yeah, just pack light and you can buy whatever.
Oh, so you pack light and then you go shopping on the road.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
When you're going for dinner, are you guys foodies or are you just like a good meal? Are you Italian, seafood? What's your go-to, Lanky?
I think we found a pretty good groove with sushi, both of us, and even Juice. We are big sushi guys. I think it's worth like putting that extra time and finding a good spot, maybe even putting a reservation ahead, knowing that when you get there in a few days, you know you got your spot. There's so many good places, man. Like
Vancouver is crazy.
Oh,
sushi there is.
We went to this one sushi spot. It was amazing. And Tolvi told me stories. Like last year, he went for the lunch and the dinner and breakfast for sushi. You know? So, no, it was good.
Yeah, Vancouver restaurants. And just a beautiful city. Beautiful city. Seattle, how was the food scene there? You got your coffee, I'm sure.
I got coffee everywhere. Spots.
I got that covered. What about the food scene in Seattle?
You know what? Seattle, it's not probably not the best city, but, you know, the food is really good.
Did you go to the fish market?
I actually did. Yeah. I did, and I feel like the food is unreal there too, and all the fresh fish, and I love fish, so it's easy, like, because it's so good and so fresh. But you know, as a city, it's probably not the favorite.
So, what's your favorite road city then? New York.
New York.
Yeah. You.
Yeah. Like? New York. I like the warm places though. I like going to Florida. The West Coast is pretty cool. I got California vibe. I like that.
Yeah.
So you got, Kevin, I think you got the start in Colorado. You guys seen Colorado in your division, defending Stanley Cup champs. What did you? I know it didn't go your way, but how do you think they stack up? You know, the team that last year, and now you see them this year.
Are they the same team to beat?
What do you think? I know it's still early on.
No, I mean, I still think they set the bar. Obviously, they're Stanley Cup champions, so you always measure yourself against the best. And I think it was a good measure for us, too, like, especially that tail end of that road trip. I mean, you play the best team in the league, pretty much. So you kind of see where you're at, and you see what's the standard of winning, especially, like, looking back last year. And I think they're doing such a great job with their, you know, the structure and how they play. Obviously, they got some great individuals, but it's no rocket science, though. I mean, you see how they play, and you, at the end of the day, you just gotta eliminate them in a way.
Yeah. I don't want to get you in trouble, Ellie, but you know, you guys had to deal with a lot of penalties this year, and last night I think you took the first one, and I can be honest, I can say it because I'm not gonna get in trouble. I didn't say anything. But I think you kind of agree with me. And I, like I said, I don't want you to get in trouble, but sometimes that's frustrating, right? When you don't, you had the look of, like, really?
Yeah.
In fact, I even saw you peek up and you're like, really?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't think that was a penalty last night, but, you know, the ref thought it so. But I actually looked it up today when I got to the practice rink and I looked it twice.
Did you change your mind? No.
No. Still the same. I don't think it was a penalty, but, you know.
But you guys found a way. Ultimately, the last two games, you guys have found ways to win. Killing penalties. You got a power play goal last night. Things are coming around. You guys feeling good about the team right now, where you're at? I mean, it's hard. I mean, we can get into – I want to ask you guys about that fight, too.
Which
with,
one?
With Reeves, Janot and Reeves. Like, that was took my breath away a little bit. But do you feel like the team is getting to where it should be? I feel like you – two pretty good performances.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, last game it was a defensive battle.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, we didn't create much offensively, but, you know, it's the team battle. Everybody played defend really well, and, you know, PK was unreal, and they had those late power plays. But, you know, it's if we can just keep building that defensive game in our system, and I feel like we have the scoring power on this team that we can score goals. So if I feel like that what we missed a little bit in the start of the year. We were letting goals that shouldn't be in, a lot of odd man rushes, but I feel like if we can clean that up, and, you know, we have the goalies that can make saves too.
We had Cole Smith from one of these player shows. I think he was the last player show, right?
Yep.
Cole Smith was one of our guests. That was a heavy, I mean, he dropped the mitts with a big boy last night. But what does that mean, that he's willing to get in there and make, was it Middleton last night?
Yeah.
I mean, That guy's not easy to tangle with. But you know what Tanner Janot, he's not. But to see a guy like Cole Smith, new in the room when he's taking up for the guys, that must go a long way in the room, I would think.
100%. Even seeing Jeremy Lawson the other night, like,
yep,
they go after our guy, and then somebody else steps up and shows, like, we care. The guys care of each other, and I think that's the thing that gets you going, like, gets you emotion and shows you that the guy's actually next to you, he cares about you, and he's always got your back. I think that, and it's more than anything, it's about that, and showing the other team, too, that you don't mess around with us, basically. Like,
we're
not going to take from you, you know?
Hey, you can't say it any better than that. I got that feeling when I know Ryan Reeves is the toughest guy in the NHL, I think, and Tanner went right up to him. Face music and a pretty good fight. Like, when you guys see that, like, I'll be honest with you, I'm going, oh, someone's going to hit someone hard here. It's going to hurt. Do you guys ever look at that and go, ooh, this is I took my breath away. Did you guys get that same feeling?
It was actually funny. I think it was Joey was next to me, and he goes, like, first thing he said is like, "Oh boy." Yeah. And I looked up and I saw. He was like, "No, don't do it." he did really well. I mean, yeah, it was actually a really nice fight. You know, everybody knows Reeves, but nobody. Oh, everybody knows Jenner now because you know,
yeah.
He can really fight. He had a lot of fights last year, and he showed everybody that he's a really good fighter. He's really tough, so. I think that was the next step for him, you know, fighter Reeves, and now everybody knows that.
Everyone knows.
Yep.
Don't mess up.
We're having fun out here in Bellevue, Brewhouse 100, back here on Smashville Live. Let them hear you out there in Radio Land, guys. It's a good crowd. Gary McFarland, Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy, Ellie Tolvanen, and Kevin Lankinen in the house. So I teased going into the break. Kevin, you had two starts against the Preds last year as a member of the Blackhawks. You guys can boo. It's okay. He's with the Preds now. It's okay. There we go.
He came over from the dark side.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
Everyone makes mistakes, you know? You got to forgive
him. But as long as you make up for the mistake, right? Now he's here, so it's all good. But one start was in Chicago, one was here. So just want to get your perspective of going up against this team now that you're in the room with, what were you thinking at the time having two starts against the Preds? What did you think as a starting goaltender against them now that they're your teammates?
Well, first of all, you're excited to come to Nashville, I'll tell you that. A lot of guys really enjoy coming here. Like, just hotels are good restaurants, and it's always loud in the building too.
Yeah.
It's got to be one of the loudest in the league, I feel like, especially playing against these guys. It always felt that way. But
so you embrace that as an opposing player.
That gets you going for sure. Yeah, even especially when they chant your name when you're letting the goal. No, so that's always fun.
Did anybody do that in here? Did anybody? No.
No,
nobody?
They wouldn't have done that.
No.
Yeah. No, but it's like I said, it's a big, heavy team to play against, and you got a lot of guys in the blue paint for looking for rebounds, looking for scrums, and. I don't know. I like playing against the Preds, but because he was a tough team, you know, you get a lot of shots, a lot of action, like in front of the net, and then you got a couple of fins that you always wanted to stop. So that was always fun, a good challenge.
Did you and Ellie ever have any discussions at all around the net last year?
I think the only language Ellie speaks is with his stick and the slap shot. I think he beat me a couple times over the years, so I still remember that for sure.
People don't forget.
No.
But now that you're in the room, so now let's fast forward to here. What's it been like being in this room? Because what you always hear in at least the last couple seasons with basically this group is just how great of guys they are to deal with and be in that room, and a lot of other rooms are clicky, and this room isn't clicky, and everybody gets along. And has that been your experience?
Let me preface this, and I don't know. I talked to Juice. I think you were there. I said, Juice, so what do you think of Lankinen? What do you think of him? He goes, he's really smart. So the first thing he said is, are you like book smart or just smart? I don't even know what smart is.
Hockey smart?
I know nothing about smart. So how when he says that, what do you think that means when he says you're smart?
Well, I'll let Juice be the judge for that. But no, I actually enjoy reading books, and that's a hobby of mine. Instead of watching TV, I enjoy getting a good book and putting my focus, putting my time into it. I've been doing it for years, and all kinds of books, and trying to educate myself and challenge the brain game too. I feel like it's a good way to put your mind off of hockey too sometimes, just to think about something else and learn something new. I'm always like got that curious mind, I feel like.
So what do you like the latest book you were into?
Oh, currently I'm actually reading it's like this thick, like I don't know, it's on radio, but it's super thick. It's a book on American history, actually.
Oh, so really?
All the way back from way back from almost dinosaur time to this day. So
really?
it's a lot to cover, but I'm excited. I'm curious to read about Nashville and Tennessee and all the history that goes in America as well.
Interesting. And so now I'll let you answer the question. Now, because obviously you're smart, way smarter than I am. You're looking at this team. How do you break down this team and the leadership group and everything around it? Everyone, we always, as Darren said, we hear about it all the time, how it's a great unit. The leadership group is awesome, and really everyone gets along really well. Do you see that?
100%. Coming in as a new guy, I feel like you got another perspective because you haven't been in the room.
Yeah.
So you come in and you notice like the first thing is, you know, Johansson coming to you and, you know, welcoming you and making you feel good. And then we have all these team parties. You invite the wives and the kids and everybody's involved. And I feel like as an organization too, they put a lot of effort in family and the community. And that really makes you feel like you're part of something, and it's easy to jump in and be you. I think that's the thing with the locker room, but everybody can be themselves.
So just out of curiosity, a book that thick, and I know people on radio, they don't know what you did, but people here, they saw how thick that. How long does it take to read a book that thick?
That's going to take a while. I'm not going to lie.
How much time are you setting aside to finish that book?
I like to read a few pages every night before I go to bed. So that's probably going to last half a season for me.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Gina Berg is out in the crowd.
Gina's out there. Okay.
Did you want to say something?
No, I just wanted. We talked about Ellie going in, on the road, and like, do you read books or are you video
shops?
Video game
shops,
or
and
just
then
shopping?
Goes to take a nap.
No, I watch Netflix.
I wasted a lot of time. I waste a lot of time on the road. I need to start reading books.
So you don't shop, and you
don't
read
do
books
anything
on the road.
Just walk aimlessly.
All right, Gina is out in the crowd. Gina, do you have somebody with a question?
Yes, I do. I have Ryan from Mount Juliet.
Hey, Kevin, quick question. One is, how does it feel being in Nashville with a real defense in front of you compared to Chicago?
Oh, there we go.
And
there it
the
is.
Other one is, if you could take one player off the Blackhawks and add him to the Preds, who would it be?
Ooh. Wow.
No, first of all, going to the defense, I love our D group. Our penalty kill, our defense has got to be top of the league. I love the effort and the commitment our D has, and they always got your back. And I feel like it's a good relationship between the goalie and the D, and they care and we care, so it's a good win-win situation. Obviously, adding McDonough to the core group with Joes and all these Eki and these guys, I think we're really solid. And then, if I have to bring somebody from Chicago, I know you guys probably hate this, but I'd still bring Kaner, Patrick Kane, because he's got to be one of the most skilled guys that ever played the game. You could always use some goal scoring, so I think he'd be the one.
Does he have maybe the best backhand? His backhand is absurd, isn't it?
Oh man, that spin around backhand.
Yeah,
I've seen that a couple times.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Pretty nice backhand last night for a goal.
Yes.
First goal.
Nino.
Was it the first one?
Nino Niederreiter. Yeah. That was impressive.
That
one
was
time,
really nice.
One time backhand. You got to put that in your repertoire.
No.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, I can't do it.
He made it look pretty good.
He did.
Ellie, your facial expression on the second question, was it you just wanted to hear Kevin's answer, or were you sitting there going,
No,
how
would
I answer that?
I wanted to hear his answer.
Okay, yeah.
I thought he was going to say like a trainer or something.
I was going to say.
He's going to be a player.
All right, Gina has wrangled someone else. Gina, who do you have?
Yeah, I got Jonah from Columbia.
Could you describe what you felt like in your first NHL game?
Is this for both of them?
We just saw that. We just saw the hot lap from Juuso.
Okay.
Parsonen and first NHL game.
First NHL game. I can only remember that. The first hot lap, you know, you're doing the warm-ups by yourself, you're skating around, and you're there by yourself for 10 seconds, and it feels like 2-3 minutes. You know, my main focus is just try not to fall and try to stick into the puck, and just try not to make yourself look like a...
Is that something you dreamed about as a kid?
Oh, for sure. You know, I don't know, even back home, like you do, when you dream about NHL, you only dream about playing in the Finnish league and playing in the Finnish national team. And then, you know, when you make the NHL, it's a real feeling, you know, taking the first lap. And, you know, especially, I think I was in the starting lineup too. And, you know, the first shift, you're going out there and you're just seeing the other guys, like you played in NHL on Xbox or PlayStation, you see the guys lining up against you. You know, it's a surreal feeling, and, you know, it's something that, you know, I for sure going to remember all my life.
How were the nerves that night?
Uh, You know what? It was actually I one thing I remember on the game, I had a 2-on-1 with Joey on my first shift.
And that's right.
Only thing I remember, everybody told me that if you ever have a 2-on-1 with Joey, be ready to shoot because he's never gonna shoot it. And so yeah, it was actually it was pretty close. So.
That was a good scouting report, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How about you, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played my first game in Florida. That's like 3 years ago. Yeah, I'd say there were some nerves, definitely. Anybody who says there is not, I think they're lying. But you know, especially as a goalie, it's I feel like it's a big deal because it's hard to get into the league, first of all. There's only nowadays 60-plus jobs in the league.
Yeah.
And getting a start is even harder. So you obviously dream about it your whole life. You prepare, but you can't really be prepared until you played and you know the experience. You got the full crowd, the full, you know, you hear the anthem and stuff. It's pretty cool. And yeah, I'm probably not going to forget about it. Like, I still remember it to this day, and I will always will.
Hey, Darren, my first game in Vancouver, puck gets dumped in. My first shift gets dumped in, and I go to rim it around the boards, and I hit the side of the net. Almost went. It was about 2 inches from going in my own net. I came back. I like got off the ice. I was scared to death. I was like, "What did I just do?" I they didn't score. Thank God. I changed. I got one more shift, and that was it.
That's
I got
it?
Sent back down to the minors.
No.
I got sent back down. I 2 weeks later, there was an injury. I came back, and I was like, I'm not going to be nervous this time. I was scared to death. I love when guys talk about their experiences because everyone handles it differently. You know, it's. I was scared to death. It was horrifying.
I thought you were going to say you did? You whiffed.
I probably did the next shift.
And that was your last shift.
And I got sent down right away. Back to the jungle, kid.
All right, we'll come back and we'll wrap it up with these guys. We'll talk about this homestand that they're on. We'll talk about the rest of the month. What can they do to keep this winning streak going along? You're listening to Smashville Live here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. On Smashville Live here on this Wednesday night. Having a lot of fun here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, affectionately known as Skillsy, Ellie Tolvanen, and Kevin Lankinen.
I got to tell you, Finns are some of the nicest guys.
They are.
And if you guys have never been to Finland, you need to go. Finland is it's a good life there.
You need to go in the summertime.
Yeah, that's right. Go get a sauna. Do you guys have saunas here?
Here?
Every Finnish home has a sauna. Like,
really?
How do you come here, right?
Yeah, and actually, it's every road trip we go, it's always the first thing that we.
Yeah.
Or it's either Kev or me Google that if they have a sauna at the hotel.
I've heard Pekka talk about that in the past.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
Like they have sauna parties.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
It's the best.
Every bar night with the team starts with, you know, everybody's naked sitting on the sauna having beer. And that's after. Then you go out afterwards. That's pretty much how you team bond over there.
No, listen, Darren. I went over there and I sat in, like everyone packed into a sauna. It was hotter than I've ever been in my life. Then they start dumping water on the rocks, and it gets hotter and hotter, and everyone's chanting and yelling. And like, I don't know.
Like, sounds like your kind of party.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Oh, true story. Yeah.
It's the best.
So,
do you miss that? Do you guys get a good sauna party going at the rink or no? You got a steamer at the rink, right?
Yeah, but it's not a.
It's not a sauna.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
And then they jump in the sea, right?
Oh yeah, freezing cold water. That's actually a thing. You're in a hot sauna, sit there as long as you can, then you jump in ice cold water, and then you do it back and forth, and it's good for the body, and you sleep like a little baby afterwards.
Really?
Oh okay. Yeah.
It'll change your life, Darren.
As I say, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, you need to try that.
I'm taking notes here.
Yeah.
You guys should have a sauna party here. The way you playing, right? Get everybody, keep the momentum going.
Oh, yeah, somebody has to get a sauna first.
Nobody's got one? Joey, his house, he doesn't
have
one?
I don't know. I think Sis might have a sauna,
okay.
But
all right.
I think you can fit two or three people there.
It's a shame.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So you've been having a lot of fun with these last two games, too. So how do you keep this going the rest of the month. Only one more road game left in Detroit. Other than that, everything's going to be right here.
First of all, when you're on the road for 2 weeks like we were, then you appreciate the home games even more.
Yeah.
So, no, definitely we're going to take advantage and get a few wins here to, not to turn it around, but get some momentum going. And I think we're already started that. Like our coach said, you know, by Thanksgiving, you want to look back, and it's tough if you're out from the playoffs, because we definitely want to be in. And you win a few games, and it's tight this time of year because there's not a lot of games played yet, so you want to gain every single point you can. And, yeah, like I said, we're going to build some momentum and keep doing our thing.
Back to 500 with a win.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Right back in it.
Where is it? Because I know quarter pole, you said Thanksgiving is a reference. Like, when do you – there's no panic. When is there, like, urgency in the room? Like, what – are you getting to that point? Is it December? It's a long season.
Well, you guys, and we talked about this the other day, but I feel like you guys have urgency every game. Like John Hines is good at, like, this is what we need to do. This is your focus for this game. And a lot of people, a lot of fans are looking at it. You're looking at, do you look at the homestand, or do you look at, okay, we just got to focus on this game? I know you guys have 10 game breakdowns, right?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
but you guys are pretty focused on
the
next one.
Yeah, I think we're just focused on the next game, you know, and do the things. I think
easier that way.
Yeah, it's way easier, and you do a really good pre-scout on the team you play, and that's the only thing you're going to think about for the next 24 hours. Then after the game, you take the rest of the night off, and then the next day you start focusing the next opponent too. And I feel like that's the best way to handle it, and you know, like you don't go over your head and start thinking about what's going to happen in 3-4 days, or just keep going to the.
I feel like after you guys just did this hour of radio with us, you are ready to take on the Islanders. You're ready.
I feel good about it.
You're
100%
ready.
Totally,
sure.
Man.
Right?
Oh yeah.
100%.
Did you guys have fun?
It was great. Yeah. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks for coming out. Did you guys have fun out there? Give it up for these guys. Ellie Tolvanen, Kevin Lankinen. Nice enough to come out here. Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue.
Kitos.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keep peace.
For Hal Gill, for Chase McCabe, the onside engineer, Gina Burr, Cliff McCardle, I'm Darren McFarland. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Stay tuned. Preds Insiders is next.